Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter T. T makes the T sound. T says T. We're going to have a great time today. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing at the end. Okay, let's begin. Write your name at the top with your pencil, the top of your page, and write neatly so we can read your name and know who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham. And I am happy to be here with you today talking about the letter T. T says T. All right. You can put your pencil down. We don't need it for a while. We're going to do some coloring first. So at the top of your page, you should see a picture. That's Tyler. The boy in the picture is Tyler, and he went camping, and he's only in his backyard. He's all by himself, but it's okay because he's in his backyard and his family's inside, so it's all good. Now, Tyler has a name that begins with the letter T. Tyler says T, T, T. Tyler starts with the letter T. So let's color Tyler's shirt green. Find some kind of a green crayon. Any kind of green is fine. And color his shirt green. You can even color that spider green. That's fine. So Tyler has a name that begins with the letter T. So I can practice by saying T, Tyler, T. T, Tyler, T. You try it. Good job. T, Tyler, T. Tyler begins with the letter T. And T says T. T says T. There you go. Good job. All right. So Tyler is camping in his backyard. I don't know if you've ever done that. I haven't, but I have been camping. I have been camping. When you are finished coloring Tyler's shirt, go ahead and put your crayon down. I'll give you a few more seconds, and then finished or not, put down your green crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you. Okay, let's color Tyler's jeans blue. Go ahead and find some kind of a blue crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect blue. And let's color Tyler's jeans or his pants blue. Some kind of a blue color. All right. So, Tyler begins with the letter T. Another word that begins with the letter T is team. Team begins with the letter T. T, team, T. Tyler is not on a team that's called the spider team, because what kind of a team is that? I don't know about a spider team. Yuck. I am not a fan of spiders. But Tyler is. So maybe he is on the spider team. What do I know? So Tyler is on a team and he's camping in his backyard. T, Tyler, T. T, team, T. I'm finished coloring Tyler's pants because Tyler starts with T. So when you're finished, put down your blue crayon. I'll give you a few more seconds and then finished or not. 3, 2, 1. Finished or not, put down that crayon for me, that blue crayon for me. All right. So when you go camping, you don't sleep inside your house or inside a cabin. You usually sleep most of the time inside of a what? Yes, a tent. Tent begins with the letter T. Tent. Do you see his tent? Let's color his tent orange. Some kind of an orange crayon. It does not have to be a perfect orange, but let's color his tent orange. T, Tent begins with the letter T. Tent. T, tent, t. T, tent, t. Tyler has a tent. Tyler's on a team. Tyler's camping in a tent, and all of these begin with T. Tent and Tyler and team. Boys and girls, I am singing a tune. Tune begins with the letter T also. T, tune, t. T, tune, t. I'm singing a tune about Tyler and his tent. Tent, Tyler, team, and tune all begin with the letter T. And they all say t. And they all say t. All right. That tent is kind of big. So it took me a little bit, but I sang my tune. Tune. Tyler's tent is orange, and I sang my tune, which means I'm pretty much finished now. It looks pretty good if you ask me. Tyler has a nice tent. So go ahead. Let's see. Let's take, you probably need like 8 more seconds because it's a big tent. So I'll give you 8 more seconds. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, and 3, and 2, and 1. Put down your orange crayon. Let's look for something else that begins with the letter T, like Tyler and tent and team and tune. Should we color the flowers? Flowers. No, that doesn't begin with the letter T. What about his teddy bear? Yes, that begins with the letter T. Find some kind of a brown crayon. I almost said orange. I meant brown. And let's color Tyler's teddy bear brown. Go ahead. Begin. His teddy bear is brown. It's a cute teddy bear. T, teddy, t. T, teddy, t. Tyler has a teddy bear. He has a tent, too. Tyler has a teddy bear. He has a tent, too. T says t, T says t. Teddy bear, tent, and Tyler all begin with which letter? Yes, T. And what sound does it make? Yes. Yes, it does. All right. Take 5 more seconds for that cute, adorable teddy bear. 5 and 4 and 3 and 2 and 1. This tune is done. Put down your brown crayon. Now let's look. Should we color the telescope? Telescope. It's that. How do I describe? It's got like a camera. It kind of looks like a camera on a tripod. It has 3 legs. That's a telescope. You can look at the night sky with a telescope. Let's color the telescope red. Some kind of a red crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. But the telescope, Tyler's going to look out the telescope to look at the sky and find some stars or some planets. But telescope begins with the letter T. T, telescope, t. T, telescope, t. Telescope is, you know, kind of like, I don't know, fancy binoculars. You get to see stuff that's far away. It brings it up close to you inside the telescope. And they're great for looking at the starry night. So Tyler has a tent and a teddy bear, and now he has a telescope. They all begin with T. They all begin with T. T says T. T says T. What does T say? T. Yes, that's right. That's our letter for the day. T says T. Telescope begins with T. Just like tent and Tyler and team and tune and teddy bear. Okay, friends. I finished coloring my fancy telescope. So I'm going to put my red crayon down. I'll give you 5 more seconds and I'm going to sing a tune to count you down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Put your red crayon down. Boys and girls, sadly, I have to tell you something. Tyler's telescope broke. So he had to get out his toolbox. Do you see his toolbox? It's on the ground next to him. Let's color his toolbox gray. Boys and girls, if you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil. It makes a really nice gray color. Or you could use your black crayon and color really lightly. Toolbox begins with the letter T. He needs some tools. Tools begins with the letter T. T, tools, T. T, tools, T. So Tyler has a lot of things. Tyler has a tent. Tyler has a toolbox. Tyler has a teddy bear. And Tyler has a telescope. He has a lot of things that begin with the sound of T. T says T, T, T. We are experts now at the letter T. T, toolbox, T. All right, I have finished coloring my toolbox. It was easy to color because it's nice and big. And I am going to put my gray crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Boys and girls, we found a bunch of T things. Let's find our pencils because we're going to do a little bit of writing. If you look at number 1 and you go across, you'll see 3 capital. We can also use the word uppercase. T's in a row. We're going to trace them. Start on number 1. Trace the first capital T. T says T. Scoot over. Trace that one. Capital T, T. Scoot over. Trace the third one. T, T. Scoot over. There is nothing there for us to trace. I want you to write your own capital T. Go ahead. Write your own. Write it neatly. Move over. Do it again for extra practice. Write your own capital T. T. And the last time, do it one more time. T, T. There you go. Okay, number 2. If you look across number 2, there are 3 lowercase T's in a row. Let's trace them. Trace the first one. T, T. Scoot over. Trace the next one. T, T. Scoot over. Trace the next one. T, T. Scoot over. Oh no, there is nothing for me to trace. What should I do? Yes, write your own. T, T. We're writing the lowercase. T, T. Scoot over. We're writing it 3 times. T, T. Okay, we're going to look at number 3. Number 3 has dark black letters going across. I want you to find all of the uppercase or capital T's that you can and circle them. Go ahead, we're on number 3. Don't circle the ones we traced or the ones that we wrote. We're on number 3. We're looking for the dark black uppercase or capital T's. Count how many you circled. I circled 3. Yay, me too. You circled 3, I circled 3. Okay, stay on number 3. Let's look for the lowercase T's and circle those. We're still on number 3. Don't circle anything you traced or anything you wrote. Stay on number 3 and look for the lowercase T's. When you find them, circle them. I found as many as I could. Now count how many you circled for the lowercase T's. How many did you circle? Me too, I circled 3. So you should have 3 capital T's circled and 3 lowercase T's circled. Now let's look at number 4. There are pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you. You circle it if it begins with the letter T and makes the T sound. Ready? Number 4, ooh, yummy, taco, taco. Yes, circle that. That begins with the letter T. You can hear it, taco. The next picture is a turtle. Should we circle turtle? Yes, that begins with the letter T. You can hear the turtle. The next picture is astronaut. Nope, leave it alone. That doesn't begin with the letter T. How about tie? Tie. Yes, circle the tie. The next picture is candy. Candy. No, I want to circle it because I love candy, but it doesn't begin with the letter T. And the last picture is dolphin. Dolphin. Nope, leave it alone. Our three T pictures are taco, turtle, tie. Friends, we finished the whole T activity. We are experts. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.